Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Like I've been saying, too, if you haven't yet gotten Dr. Evita King's book, King Rules, you got to get it. She is going to be appearing soon on CBN. You want to catch that. Maybe we'll have her here on VFN TV. But, I mean, the talk about how to move in love is so important. And I want to go to the King Center in Atlanta. This is my request. Dear Dr. Evita King, you and the King Center, could we walk together for a few moments and you just share about this? Because they talk about in the King Center, she says, about how to walk in love when everybody's walking against you. And she also talks about the Second Amendment, which has to do with the right to bear arms. And she says, very clearly, she says, you know, what we've learned from the civil rights battle that took place in America was that bats and poles and knives and dogs and that were, you know, banning guns wouldn't have made any difference in that. And what she says is, and this is what, because she's obviously, you know, Christian, is that you got to change a man's heart. But until then, that God's love has to be, it will be the only thing that conquers this global thing that's taking place right now, the love of God. Nothing else will. And knowing that God is in control, understanding that God is in control, understanding that he can take the very air from your breath, he directs the king's heart like a water course, why don't we just do what he says and just love folks? You know, and it is difficult when things are happening, but understand that's a winning strategy. Think about it. No, it's not a winning strategy, you know, for the American gospel in the context of it. Does it mean I get my mansion? We get to keep our, you know, mega this, and, you know, our 15 of that. And it's like, that's not, that counts for nothing in the context of what I'm saying. I'm just saying you win when you love, no matter how it turns out. Because I'm going to be talking about today, hopefully, get in. If you think about this army that came to arrest God, these soldiers, they're coming to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Peter responded by a violent protest. He took out his sword and he cut off one of the man's ears. Now Jesus, who's well aware of what's going on, understanding this arrest is going to lead to, in a few hours, to him being nailed to a cross, he responded in love. He reached out to the very one who was arresting him, who was sent there by orders. And I want to encourage you to understand that our law enforcement in America is good law enforcement. But their leadership, you know, they got to do what's happening with their leadership, or, you know, understand our soldiers. They're amazing people, what they're doing. And it's just, they're laying down their life and sacrificing so much, but they do what their leader says. And so this particular soldier coming to Gethsemane to arrest Jesus was doing what the Pharisees and the high priests and all the guys wanted to do. But Jesus just reached out and took his ear and he healed his ear. He responded in a loving protest, a peaceful protest of saying, you know, here I am. But in the context of that, that's how we hopefully we can learn from that, that we have to be able to reach out even to the one who's falsely accusing and arresting us. Have such a loving in our heart that we're saying, oh, I see that you have liver issues. God, just show me an image of that. And I'm going to ask God to heal you right now. I mean, think about that encounter in the context of that. It's going to be, it just eventually it reveals the evilness of someone's heart that I'm looking really bad right now because this person is not anything that the narrative that I'm putting out over them. And so I'm beginning that really bothers someone. Quite often people repent, but it's God's kindness that leads people to a place of repentance.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.